today's contestants, a management consultant from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Charles Cato, a physician from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, Morgan Wilbanks, and our returning champion, a civil engineer from Zachary, Louisiana, Sean Buell, whose one day cash winnings total $24,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Success on Jeopardy depends quite often on how comfortable a player is with the categories that happen to come up during the game. Well, judging by how much money Sean earned on our last program in which he competed, he felt very comfortable indeed with those categories. Morgan and Charles, may the same apply to you today. Good luck. Here we go. Let's take a look at those categories, shall we? Yearbook photos of people in government. World facts, fairly straightforward. Magazines, TV. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me. The word bottle will be the first word that comes up in each correct response. Sean, off you go.
Let's have a bottle for two.
Found worldwide in temperate seas, it's the most widely recognized species of dolphin. Morgan.
What is a bottlenose dolphin?
That's it.
Let's do TV for 600, please.
Wolf Blitzer is in this CNN title place, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Morgan.
What is the Situation Room?
Correct.
TV for 800.
Nat Geo has this Ursine guy running wild. Sean.
Who is Bear Grylls?
He's the one.
Bottle for four.
It's a place where a road is narrow or blocked, causing traffic to move much more slowly. Morgan.
What is a bottleneck?
That's it.
A bottle for 600?
Dr. Spock advises about this practice. Sterilize carefully. Germs thrive on milk just the way babies do. Morgan.
What is using a bottle to feed your baby?
Oh, boy, did you complicate that.
The bottle?
We're going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Bottle feeding is all we needed. We don't need a dissertation. Go again.
Bottle for 800.
This 1890s invention by William Painter was called a crown cork and resembled a monarch's crown. Sean.
What is a bottle opener?
No. Charles.
What is a bottle cap?
That's it. You're on the board.
Bottle for 1,000.
This shrub takes its name from the cleaning implement its flowers resemble. Sean.
What is a bottle brush?
Good.
TV for 1,000.
Kerry Russell was nominated for 3 straight Emmys playing spy on this FX drama. Sean?
What is The Americans?
Right.
Yearbook photos, too.
Even in high school, it was clear he'd join his dad's business, the U.S. Navy. He also served 30-plus years in the Senate. Sean?
Who's McCain?
John McCain, correct.
Yearbook photos, 6.
Here's this Brooklyn-born legal eagle years before joining the Supremes. Sean?
Who's Ginsburg?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes. Yearbook photos, 8.
This senator, originally from Alabama but serving Kentucky, overcame childhood polio. Morgan.
Who is Rand Paul?
No. Sean.
Who is Mitch McConnell?
He's the one.
Photos, 1,000.
When this Kentucky man was in high school, his dad was in Congress. Nice bow tie, Senator. Charles?
Who's Paul?
Rand Paul, yes.
Photos 400.
This future vice president got a good Catholic education at Delaware's Archmere Academy, class of 1961. Morgan?
Who is Joe Biden?
He's the one.
Magazines for 800.
From 1956 to 1963, Joan Didion worked her way up to an associate feature editor position for this women's fashion magazine. Sean?
What is Vogue?
Vogue, right.
Magazines 1,000.
In her book, Save Me the Plums, Ruth Reichel recounts her days as editor-in-chief of this fancy food magazine that ceased to be in 2009. Sean?
What is Gourmet?
Gourmet, correct, and taking you to 5,400, taking us into break number one. Back in a moment. Charles Cato is a management consultant from Philadelphia who has problems with cell phones. You keep losing them.
Yeah, well, I used to. I guess, like, the last couple years of college, right out of college, I lost a few in a year. My parents weren't very happy, and they started making me buy my own phone. And now I've started to keep my phone a lot better and safe, and I've had the same one for 3 years now.
So. You've discovered that, a very important lesson. Morgan Wilbanks, physician from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, recently took his wife on a great trip to Croatia.
I did. It's the kind of trip you take when you don't have kids. We went for 11 days. Now we have a three-month-old at home, which is why messing up on that bottle-feeding answer is going to be a little funny at the viewing party. But they weren't able to make the trip, so.
Okay, good. Sean Buell is from Zachary, Louisiana. He's a civil engineer who decided to try out for Jeopardy in order to show his appreciation for teachers?
Yes, I'd have to say that I wouldn't be here but for the efforts, perseverance, and patience of my teachers like Dr. Thompson or Dr. Nelson, but especially my parents who had to put up with me sticking my nose in a book for all those years.
Yeah, we all have teachers in our lives who made a big impression on us, a positive impression, and it's good to recognize that. All right, you're in command of the board, so go ahead.
World facts for two, please.
Chinese has more than 1 billion speakers, with this form being the most common. Sean?
What is Mandarin?
Mandarin is right.
World facts four.
This lake in the Cascade Mountains is the deepest lake in the United States. Morgan?
What is Lake Placid?
No. Sean?
What is Crater Lake?
That's it.
World facts six.
Answer. Daily double.
3,000.
All right. The Bass Strait separates this smallest state of Australia from the mainland.
What is Tasmania?
You got it. And as a result, you're at 9,000. Go again.
World facts eight.
Named for a Germanic people, this peninsula forms the continental part of Denmark. And that would be Jutland. Back to you, Sean.
World facts 1,000.
The word the is officially part of the name of this tiny African country, highlighted on the map. Charles.
What is the Gambia?
The Gambia, yes.
I'd rather have 600.
For a good guard dog, I'd pick from the AKC's list of them. That includes the Doberman, one of these, but not the miniature one. Sean?
What is a pincher?
Yeah.
I'd rather have for eight.
I'd rather see this epic 1962 movie biography set in the desert in a theater at 70mm projection than on a cell phone. Charles.
What is Lawrence of Arabia?
Yes.
I'd rather have 1,000.
Instead of a beer, I'd rather have this French wine that Food and Wine magazine calls the world's most popular white. Charles.
What is Sauvignon Blanc?
Nope. Morgan.
What is Chardonnay?
Chardonnay is the one.
Magazines for 600?
On its list of fictional billionaires, this magazine estimated Superman nemesis Lex Luthor's wealth at $10.1 billion. Morgan.
What is Forbes?
Yes.
TV for four.
In 2020, he was back as Jean-Luc Picard. Engage. Sean.
Who is Sir Patrick Stewart?
Yes.
Magazines four.
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show had a hit song about wanting to be on the cover of this music magazine. Sean.
Was Rolling Stone?
Yes.
I'd rather have four.
Instead of a fancy restaurant meal, I'd rather have a backyard cookout serving up grilled veggies like brats and chorizos. Sean.
What are sausages?
Correct.
I'd rather have two.
Instead of any current politician, I'd have lunch with this 16th president and hear about frontier life. Charles.
Who is Lincoln?
Yes.
TV 200?
Since the year 2000, this rapper has played SVU detective Finn Tutuola. Charles.
Who is Ice-T?
Yes, and now the last clue. Tops Magazine, 1990 to 1993, was a quarterly devoted to collecting these. Sean.
What are baseball cards?
That's it. That takes you to 11,000. You have an $8,000 lead over Charles, but Morgan is the one picking first in Double Jeopardy. Catching up to do for Morgan, but a lot of money available in the Double Jeopardy round. Morgan, here are the categories. Broadway musicals, opening numbers, graphic novels, physics, on the money. In the next category, a 1970s year, each response, correct response, will be the year in which the clue occurred. And we wrap things up with, that word is quite a character. Where do we start?
Let's do graphic novels for 1600.
The March trilogy about his experiences during the civil rights era was co-written by this current congressman. Charles.
This is John Lewis.
He's the one.
Graphic novel is 1200.
Night Owl was one of these title crime fighters in an Alan Moore graphic novel, later a movie. Morgan.
What is Watchmen?
Yes.
Graphic novels for 2000.
Not the Spider-Man villain of the same name. This subject of Neil Gaiman's graphic novels is Morpheus, Lord of the Dreaming. Morgan.
Who is Sandman?
Sandman, right.
Physics for 1600.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
After you safely drop an object off a building, when the downward force of gravity equals the upward force of air resistance, the falling object reaches a maximum speed, known by this two-word term.
Charles.
What is terminal velocity?
That's it.
Character 1600?
This alliterative Saturday Night Live character is a term for a habitually negative person. Sean.
Who's a negative Nancy?
No. Morgan?
Who is Debbie Downer?
Debbie Downer, yes.
Physics for 2000.
CI is the symbol of this unit of radioactivity, named for a victim of it. Sean.
What are Curies?
Yes.
On the money for 8.
The $10 bill features this hippest of Treasury secretaries. Charles.
Who is Hamilton?
Good.
On the money 2000.
The president first elected in 1868 has his face on this bill. Charles.
What is the 50?
That's right, Ulysses Grant.
On the money 1600.
A Washington, D.C. structure dedicated in 1922 is on the back of this bill. Morgan.
What is the $2 bill?
No. What is the Lincoln Memorial on the back of the $5 bill? Charles, back to you.
On the money, 1200.
The back of the $2 bill shows John Turnbull's painting of this document's presentation to Congress. Charles.
What is the Constitution?
No. Morgan.
What is the Bill of Rights?
No.
Oh.
Sean.
What are the Articles of Confederation?
No. What is the Declaration of Independence? Three guys missing it? Oh my gosh. Charles, back to you.
Finish the category 400.
Above one on the back of the $1 bill is this four-word phrase. Morgan.
What is E Pluribus Unum?
No. Sean.
What is In God We Trust?
That's it.
1970s for 8.
Following impeachment hearings, President Richard Nixon resigns. Sean.
What is 1973?
No. Charles.
What is 1975?
No. Morgan, you should have jumped in to say 1974. Squeeze yourself in the middle.
I'm gun-shy right now.
Sean, back to you.
70s for 4.
Edwin Moses wins gold in world record time as the Summer Olympics are held in Montreal. Charles.
What is 78?
No. Morgan.
What is 76?
Yes.
Hey! That word is quite a character for 2000.
This Woody Allen character became a word for a chameleon-like person who turns up everywhere. Morgan?
What is Zelig?
Good.
Broadway physics for 1200.
Broadway physics. Physics it is for 1200. It's the Daily Double.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for first place. From the Greek for heat and power, it's the branch of physics dealing with the flow of heat and energy.
What is thermodynamics?
That's it. And now the pressure's on. You're in first place all by yourself.
Let's do that word is quite a character for 1200.
This character, played by Anne Bancroft, is now a term for an older woman dating a younger man. Sean.
Who is a cougar?
No. Morgan.
Who is Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Let's do word character for 800.
This adjective, based on a Cervantes character, includes a hard X sound, unlike his name. Morgan.
What is quixotic?
That's it.
Graphic novels for 800.
In Brian K. Vaughan's graphic novel, Why, The Last Man, the Y stands for one of these, as most of the guys have dropped dead. Morgan?
What is a chromosome?
Good.
Let's do Broadway for 1600.
Comedy Tonight. What is a funny thing happened on the way to the forum? Morgan?
Broadway for 1200.
Answer there. Daily Double. All right.
5,000.
All right. Food. Glorious food.
What is Oliver?
Oliver is right. And you are now at 21,000.
Broadway musicals for 2,000.
Based on a French play and set mostly at a drag club, we are what we are. And the musical is La Cage aux Folles. Morgan.
That word for a 400.
A form of Dolores. This name is now associated with Nymphet, thanks to Nabokov. Charles.
What is Lolita?
Lolita, correct.
1970s, 2000.
Not only does Elvis Presley die, but so do Groucho Marx and Gummo, too. All happened in 1977. Charles, back to you.
1970s, 1600.
An Islamic revolution overthrows the Shah of Iran, who flees to Egypt. Sean.
What is 1979?
Yes, less than a minute now.
1200s, 1970s.
Atari's Pong is created, and the last man walks on the moon. Sean?
What is 1976?
No. Morgan or Charles? What is 1972? Sean, back to you.
Physics 8.
In chemistry, it's the decomposition of organic matter. In physics, it's radioactive disintegration. Sean?
What is decay?
Good.
Broadway musicals for 8.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Charles?
What is Oklahoma?
Yes.
Physics 400?
Einstein formed two theories of relativity, general relativity and this one. Sean?
What is the special?
Yes.
Graphic novels 4.
Usagi Yojimbo is an epic tale of a rabbit, one of these feudal warriors. Charles?
What is a samurai?
Samurai, yes. And now the last one. Sung by Prince Eric and his sailors. Fathoms below. Morgan?
What is The Little Mermaid?
That is correct, and that takes you to 21,400. Takes us to Final Jeopardy. Here's the subject for today. Ivy League geography. Think about that. We'll return with a clue in a moment. A very interesting subject for Final today. Ivy League geography. Players, gentlemen, here's your clue. This state borders three other states with Ivy League schools, but doesn't have one itself. 30 seconds, good luck. We come to you first. You were in third place. You had accumulated 8,200, and you came up with, as your response, what is Vermont, which is correct. It does not have an Ivy League school. It borders New Hampshire, Dartmouth, Massachusetts, for Harvard and New York, Columbia and Cornell. You almost double. You're at 16,200 now. Let's come down to Sean Buell. He had 10,200, and he selected Connecticut. Forgot about Yale?
Probably.
Probably, and that'll cost you 6,201, and dropping you to 39.99, and taking us to Morgan Wilbanks, who could not be caught, played brilliantly, came up with Connecticut also, and so he will lose if he risked anything, and he didn't. So he becomes champion with 21,400. Good game, gentlemen. Thank you so much. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning us in. Until next time.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...